Local authorities are investigating the presumed death by drowning of the refugees. The bodies have not yet been recovered. The UN Refugee Agency says this tragic incident occurred a couple of days ago. Eyewitnesses report the 21 refugees were part of a larger group that tried to cross the Atbara River in four boats. They say the boat that capsized was meant to carry 15 passengers, but was packed with 26. Four Eritrean men and one Somali woman survived. UN Refugee Spokesman Ron Redmond says aid workers who arrived on the spot shortly after the incident found 70 other people waiting to cross the river. He tells VOA smuggling routes are opening up across this remote part of eastern Sudan, not far from the 12 refugee camps managed by the UNHCR.
So it's obviously becoming a more popular solution among these refugees. We're extremely concerned because the smugglers who are carrying these people do not have their safety in mind, and it's an extremely dangerous undertaking crossing this river because they're overloading the boats. These people are paying about $100 each to take the trip across the river and then on towards Khartoum by road.
11 Eritrean and Somali families, including 8 women and at least 3 children, are among the missing. The UNHCR estimates around 130,000 refugees are in eastern Sudan. About 100,000 live in 12 camps where they receive international assistance. Most are from Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia. Redmond says thousands of these refugees have been living in eastern Sudan for more than 4 decades. He says living conditions in the camps are very bad, and many refugees feel hopeless about their future.
The refugees are confined basically to the camps. They're not supposed to travel anywhere else in the country without authorization. So they're in a very difficult situation. They're desperate. They want a future. And as we've seen in other parts of the world, and particularly across the Gulf of Aden, they will take their lives into their own hands if they think it's worth the risk.
Redmond says the refugees who get involved with smugglers and embark on these perilous journeys hope to reach the capital, Khartoum, and ultimately make their way to Europe. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.